Well, hey, welcome everybody. This is Dave. I've been eager to have our meeting and to talk with each of you. First, let me just do a couple of announcements and then open it up for discussion. First, congratulations to Ace Wagner in Kansas City. He was a presenter in our last mentor group for the Chiefs victory. I know he's a big fan. And at the same time, to our other presenter last time, condolences to Shelly Till, who was in Miami cheering on her all-pro son-in-law, George Tittle. So we've had some happenings that impact members of our group. And I'm excited about the two coaches from our family who will be doing brief presentations today. We'll come back to that later. First, a couple of announcements. The National Board for Health and Wellness Coaching, NBHWC, for which the New Life Story Wellness Coaching is accredited, has a window, an application window for the October 2020 exam, which is the exam date for 2020, an application window of May 1st to July 30th, 2020. And the exam window is to take it October 15th, October 30th. I'm saying this for all of you who may be interested in doing that. We are accredited. Now, both this exam falls under the health and wellness coaches who graduated with New Life Story, and you are accredited to sit for that exam. Now, after this time period, there are new requirements for additional certification that requires, by this board, 72 hours of training, actual clock hours, not counting curriculum reading time. We've been grandfathered, but I am not preparing a 75-hour course for their requirements, as I believe the importance of the training will be to keep it current, to add new research and materials, but not by adding on dozens of extra hours to simply meet an external requirement. So after this period of time in 2020, we will not be accredited, and I am not planning to recertify by adding those 72 additional hours. So I'm saying that just in case you're interested in sitting for the exam while you still can. And if you need any information about that, let me know, and I'll be happy to facilitate that. So what you got? Let's hear from each of you. Wins, progress notes, what you're up to. Any and all check-ins. I know there's a large number of people here. Don't make me lonely. Do a check-in and let us know you're here and what you're up to. Who's ready? You do not want to hear more about me. I know that. So I'm eager to hear from you. Who's here? I actually don't have the dashboard on, so I can't call on you. Wins, progress notes, check-ins, announcements. I know some of you have done books. Anyone? We have a couple of presenters today who I'm very excited about. But I was saving that for the last half of our time today, and I would like to look at. Could I get a mute unless you're about to talk, because the coughs and the background noise come on. So, wins, progress notes, anyone?
This is Gloria.
Gloria,
got
welcome.
On.
Hey, thank you. I was getting real lonely there. I appreciate it. I look forward to your presentation. What you got?
You and the dog.
I know. Bring us up today.
Oh, boy. I think whoever's, they don't know to go mute star six.
Yeah. This is Gloria Manchester, who's going to present later today, but who's doing a check-in now. So everybody who's not about to talk, mute star six, because the baby and the dogs and the technostatic are prevalent. Go ahead, Gloria.
Okay, thanks. I just got back from a three-day intensive with the ASK method on quizzes. So we actually, it was very, really great training. We actually learned how to design a quiz that they've been working with and putting it out there.
Could I get a mute for the baby sounds, please? If you're listening at all, would you mute star six and wait until you're ready to talk to unmute star six again, please? Sorry, Glory. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's a bucket. I use Bucket.io for all my quizzes and assessments, and it was enlightening. It was exciting. Oh, boy.
Sorry about that.
We also had a social media marketing person expert there. Learned a lot. Anyway, putting it all into practice. And ahead of what I'm going to be talking about a little later on. So
okay,
it's exciting.
I'm going to make a suggestion. Whoever has the baby has left the phone unattended. I'm going to ask for each of you to call back in, to hang up and call back in.
You're going to need to hang up probably.
I will need to hang up, and everybody hang up, and we'll call back in.
Yeah.
Okay, hopefully that will take care of it. Go ahead, Glory. Would you start over? And bring us up to date about what you mentioned. You've had a three-day intensive. Take it from there. Is Gloria back with us? Uh-oh. Can I get a mute for the baby sound in the background? Wait until you're ready to talk and mute star six until then, please. Gloria, are you back with us? Well, let's open it up for anyone until Gloria rejoins us.
Hi, Dave.
Yes.
It's in Hamilton. I'm not just making you
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble hearing you. Would you start over, please?
Hi, Dave. It's Karen Hamilton.
Can you get a little closer to your microphone or do something for the connection? It's really hard to hear you. Just get a little closer to your microphone. When you've adjusted that, would you start again, please?
Hi, Dave. It's Karen Hamilton. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Way better. Thank you. Go ahead.
You're welcome. I just wanted to say hi, but I have no voice. That's probably why you can't hear me.
I see. Okay. Well, that makes sense. I'm glad you joined us, and thanks for jumping in. And
I'm going to say goodbye and not take another moment of anybody else's time. Just saying hello without a voice.
Okay. Do you have, even in a few words, an update of your practice?
I do not.
Okay. Got it. All right.
Now I'm going to mute myself out.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for joining and saying yo. Gloria, are you back with us?
I am.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
So we had, so I did, a, so my project for this intensive for Ask Method and the quiz is a communication influencer quiz, type quiz for women. So communication influencer type quiz for women. So it's going to be it's a lead generator. That you put out and give it free on Facebook, and then, you know, that's how we build our mailing list. And it's so exciting what the prototype he gave us. I also am excited. I signed up for your Money in the Brain lecture series. So. The summit, Money in the Brain, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's there are a number of people whose work I respect very much. That is for
with
my
you.
Part, it will be
mm-hmm.
a series of the three e-books, both text and audio, on neuromarketing, and each of you has received one of those as a white paper over three mentor groups. So you have that. And the ultimate final product is not so different from that, but there are a lot of people that have really excellent things to offer as well. So, thanks for that.
I'm looking at it right now, like Elizabeth Kabanyan, Communication in the Brain, and I took your neuromarketing class, so I use it in my coaching, absolutely.
One of the people who's been our guest here in the mentor group, Dr. Sereni Pillay, a buddy of mine who's on the faculty at Harvard, has a free talk and an offering as well, and he's done some and is continuing to do some excellent research.
And amen, and it looks like exciting. So I'm going to be there, and I'm gonna definitely market it.
Well, thank you. Your check is in the mail for mentioning it already. For any of you who may be interested in the kind of publishing that you're seeing there, I'll be happy to make a referral. The person's name is Chris Van Buren, and his publishing firm is Launch Moxie. Everything that you see, those free talks that are listed there, to all of the products that the talks introduce, were published by him, and I've been immensely impressed with how he's handled everything doing ebooks and the talk, the audio and text of ebooks, and at times using video conferencing and that sort of thing. He's an excellent publisher. So if any of you think about wanting to do anything like that and with him, let me know, and I'll facilitate an introduction and a good word that you'll be able to have a discussion. So
sure, and they're the ones that
back. Go ahead.
And they're the ones that are leading the affiliate. They're the ones that have the affiliate program.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
And if you want to sign up for that, you get 50% of everything that's.
I did already.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Super. That's great. Yeah. And that's something that I just made of that I don't, as you know, I don't do this on a grand scale. This was something just offered to the active licensed coaches that I do,
mm-hmm.
because each of you know the same thing with the affiliate offerings, because I know you and your work, and I know you know mine, and that's all
mm-hmm.
of whom in the universe I would want representing me. So, thanks for that. Who else? What you got? Wind progress notes?
Hey, Dave.
Hi, this
Lauren
is Sally.
Smith.
Hey, Lauren. I heard you. I'll come back to who I didn't hear. Go ahead, Lauren Smith. What's happening?
How are you?
Well,
yes. Well, we've had a very mild January. Not a lot of snow. Progress note, I wanted to share with you that I exceeded my financial goal for 2019.
Ooh.
So that was really exciting. And I have a full practice. I'm actually referring out. So if anybody has availability in their practice to either take on a couple or individual male or female in relationship coaching or life coaching, you're more than welcome to email me and let me know. I love to work with other professionals. So if you're interested, you can contact me on my website, which is mewerelationships.com. And then the other progress note is I have introduced a 2-day intensive for couples. I launched it last summer. I'm doing what's called a deep dive. So come, no matter where you live, fly into Boston, come work with me for 2 days. The cost of that is $5,800, and it's being perceived very well. In fact, I'm starting to get some repeats from people saying it was so great to be able to have the 2 days to take the deep dive, getting requests from the same couples to do it again 6 months later. So I want to share that with all of you and invite, you know, if you have clients or know anyone that might be interested in doing that, to please contact me.
Lauren, what's your email address?
It's Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, dot M-E-W-E, at gmail.com.
And like in Nelly, Nora?
Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N.
No, 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 N-N, dot N-N, like in Nora, E-W-E?
Oh, no. M as in mother, E as in elephant.
Okay. Thank you.
We, yep, what, yep. Yep, or
we
can contact
okay.
me. Yep, you can contact me through my website as well.
Okay, got it.
Thank you for that, Lauren, and congratulations. I think that's an excellent idea, and I want to highlight something you've said about the new and the repeat, because you have two areas there of coaching that can be significant contributions. I did mentor coaching with someone who does a week retreat in a specific area and does repetitions that same time every year. She is sold out and has a waiting list from people who have done her new version at a different time. So you have two very viable areas here, and the repeat can be part of a process that can be growth promoting. So thanks for mentioning that, and great idea to do both of those.
Yeah, thank you for the feedback. I appreciate it.
Yeah, excellent. Great to have you. Who else spoke at the same time as Lauren, that who I didn't hear?
Hey, Dave. This is Shelley.
Hey, welcome, Shelley. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Thank
great.
You.
It's great to have representation on the other coast. What are you up to in L.A.?
Ah, L.A. Well, I'm still kind of enjoying a consistent small group of my coaching practice. I have one of my long-term clients that just went through a big ordeal in the college scandal. So that was kind of a big job. And the growth that they had in that was also, you know, like learning from their mistakes and family was really kind of exciting and helped show that how this coaching process can really help families. But my big thing is I finished my memoir and I finished the
Let me ask, Shelley, if you haven't had a baby you haven't told me about,
baby.
On the background with the baby noise, and Shelley, sorry to interrupt.
No, that's okay. So I finished my memoir, and I built, there's a website that is with it called ShelleyLeffler.com, and it's dedicated to healing trauma and healed parenting, and then I finished my 80-page book proposal, and it is right now at Creative Artist Agency.
Wow.
And internally going around. I got a start at the, you know, I'm prepared to self-publish, like very open. I have my list of publishers, but there was someone at Creative Artist Agency that was kind of excited and wanted to take it internally and see what happened. So I just feel good to get it done and put myself out there.
Congratulations.
That's my accomplishment. Thank you.
Will you send around a link when it's published, and I'll fire it off to our group. And also, I know a retired L.A. actress who may want to make a comeback and star in the screen version once Creative Artists goes with it.
Yeah, that would be cool if they did, wouldn't it?
Okay.
So.
Okay,
awesome.
Great. Thank you, and congratulations. That's really exciting to hear. That's great.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, who else? What you got?
Hey, Dave, this is Lisa.
Yeah, welcome. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. Hey, I wanted to give everybody a word of encouragement. You know how when you talk about pricing our programs, how effective it can be to be unambivalent?
Yes.
All right. This year, that's going to be my word of the year. I actually drafted the most huge proposal I've ever done in my career. And I was so willing to walk away, figuring, okay, hasn't happened yet, but if it does, then super. That little tree of unambivalence made all the difference in the world because it commands a certain degree of respect, for sure. But I mean, on Wednesday, I bypassed all of the gatekeepers, and I'm talking to the owner of the company to proceed. So just a word of encouragement. Unambivalence is really, really helpful.
That's great, and that's a super reminder. And I know all of you have heard me mention many times the Wharton School of Business study that far and away the most important thing to determine that someone will respond to your professional recommendation is clarity and confidence, which is the unambivalence. The idea of unambivalence came originally to me from, remember the story I told you about my buddy who was a senior executive at IBM who developed the facilitation model that I've shared with you, and he flew to Houston to take me to dinner, and one of the questions he asked, Dave, do you know what the gulp factor is? And I said, no, Art, tell me about it. He said, say the largest C that you can say without gulping, which is to say, in Texas language, unambivalent. So that, I think, is totally important because faster than the fastest virus, confidence is contagious. States of mind are contagious. The confidence that you have, and as Lisa mentioned, the unambivalence is so important. And so many times, you know, when you have something that you don't really have a point of reference, there's an anchor that's formed. Coaching is one of those because most people don't know what an anchor, what a point of reference is, what the range of fees are. You know, for a Big Mac, you have a point of reference, so you know if something's more or less than that. But for coaching, you don't. So you establish the anchor and you establish it with confidence. You know you're going to bring the value that will be an exponential return on investment. So that adds to your confidence and a clear statement of fees and recommendations that someone will go with your services. So thanks very much, Lisa. Was there anything else you wanted to add?
I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay, great. That's the deal. All right, super. Got about 5 more minutes for discussion of anything, and then I want to begin with our first guest presenter, which will be Lisa. What else? Other questions, additions, updates? Anybody? Final call? Anything from anyone? I have my dashboard now, and I know how many of you are there and lurking. I appreciate your investment of time and energy to come. I will be sending around a recording of this, but there are a lot of people online. I appreciate you managing the background, and it's great to have a reunion. Final call, anyone want to add or ask or announce anything or just check in? Okay, well, let me just do a very brief introduction of Lisa. Lisa, and you all know her. She's energetic, intuitive, expert at communication dynamics, and and that she has in a portion of her website a bit of a firecracker who champions self-awareness, integrity, kind communication, and excellence. And you can delete the a bit in terms of a bit of a firecracker. She has a background in design and marketing, almost 30 years of communication expertise, and is licensed as a New Life Story coach, conversational intelligence coach, trained relationship coach, and a DISC consultant. She is going to talk with us about presence intelligence. So thanks for doing this, Lisa, and it's all yours.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Well, here's a story to start. As long as I can remember, my parents ran, of all things, a school bus company. It used to belong to my mother's father. So over the years, my mother had done the bookkeeping from home, but her involvement in the business was skeletal at best. My father managed the bulk of the operations. On September of 1981, however, my mother fired my father. 4 years earlier, I was a sophomore in high school. I came home to learn that my dad had unceremoniously packed his bags and left with no warning. We had little contact with him after that, but he did continue to run the family school bus business. Eventually, my mom got a letter from an attorney stating that my dad wanted a divorce and he was hoping for an amicable split, but New Jersey was a no-fault divorce state, which meant that all my parents' assets, including the business, would be split right down the middle. Further, their divorce proceedings would be held in superior court instead of family court because a corporation was among the assets. So my mom had a choice. She could claim her father's company or our house, its contents, her car, and $200,000. She was bold. She knew that if she left my father in control of our business, then he'd also be in control of our money, which was a terribly risky and unpleasant proposition. So she called for a meeting of the board of directors, which included my father, her father, and a corporate attorney. But just before that meeting, her father sold her his share of stock, which made her the controlling proprietor. Then she and the lawyer went to the bank, revoked my father's banking privileges, reconvened at the office where she fired him. Now, when it came time for court, my father waltzed in with his fancy-schmancy leather briefcase and his confident swagger, certain that he was going to leave with his business. My mother, on the other hand, walked in with a cigar box full of receipts, and melting with fear, by the way. But she was followed by an army of brilliant attorneys. Amazingly, despite her inexperience, the judge sensed that she meant business, and he awarded the company to her. So just like that, she became the owner-operator of a school bus business that she had no idea how to run. Now remember, the judge had awarded my father our house, its contents, our car, and $200,000. So he sold most of it and used the money to open up a new school bus company, which made my mother his competitor in the same township. I'm sure he thought that his employees would follow him, but only one of the many did. My father was not such a nice guy. And I don't tell this story to malign him. We made our peace before he died. But he's a great example of what presence can and can't do. His employees were willing to risk leaving the known quantity who controlled their paycheck in favor of an inexperienced businesswoman who promised that if they'd help her, she'd do her best to help them. And she did. The business flourished. She cultivated a wonderful reputation, succeeded in spades, and was generous to a fault. And her employees remained loyal to her for decades to follow. So as a young kid, I observed the ugliness of condescension, arrogance, and selfishness. But I also observed the beauty of integrity, loyalty, and reciprocity. And thank goodness, because in March of 2006, my then husband of almost 13 years took our kids to school, came home, announced that he had a light bulb moment the day before, realized I wasn't the woman of his dreams, and was leaving for good. He saw an attorney days later and sued for divorce within a month, which took an instant snapshot of our finances that would be used to determine settlement. Now, the discoveries I made in the months to follow were infuriating. Unbeknownst to me, he had ensured that his business sustained significant annual losses, which created a huge financial discrepancy between the two of us. That gave him the leverage to sue me for alimony. So, I became a really quick study in family law. I recognized the limitations of a legal process that was structured to be expedient and not fair. I also discovered how ill-prepared courts were to determine a reasonable settlement between two self-employed individuals whose ethics, business models, career choices, and professional performance standards were on different planets. I had to negotiate my own deal to minimize fallout, and that required extraordinary willpower to keep myself in check when my emotions were charged, stressors were oppressive, and stakes were high. I ate crow, I swallowed pride, I pretended that I understood my husband's position because he had all the fiscal leverage. I got a firsthand taste of how my mom felt when she sought to preserve our family security despite overwhelming fear, fury, and uncertainty. Being who you are not is brutally stressful. Being surrounded by others who are not your kind of people creates friction. And kindness has the power to mitigate risk. These lessons are personal and born of my own experiences, but they gave me some of my most profound examples of the power of presence, and they laid the groundwork for the development of presence intelligence. Formally defined, presence intelligence is the awareness, understanding, and command of how you relate to, affect, and influence others in the moments you interact with them and after you part ways. Less formally defined, it's the capacity to recognize and choose whatever you're putting out there, whether you can see it or not, so that you're paving the way rather than getting in the way of success in life, however you define success. The foundational premise of presence intelligence is that what's happening on your inside makes its way to your outside, which is the sensory gatekeeper of connection. In other words, what you think and feel and believe shows up in language, dialogue, carriage, attire, relating, and vibe. And this blend of information affects the perception of and reception by other people. Now, the emergence of presence intelligence is timely, and here's why. Technology has made it possible to reach across the miles, to make new connections, sustain relationships, expedite process, and expand business interests. But it's also chipped away at the quality of direct face-to-face communication, which has resulted in monstrous capacities for misinterpretation and conflict. Further, the cloak of anonymity that I've dubbed, which comes with email and social media, grants a curious freedom to say and do things that would not likely be said or done in person, in business environments, at social gatherings, among families, and between strangers. These exchanges can have lasting impact that negatively affects morale, mindset, choices, sense of self, and quality of life. And lastly, today's information culture is bloated. It's easy to learn how to create a new widget or improve service or heighten awareness. However, being able and knowing do not promise joy or a continual market share. There's a lot of ability in our world, and it's easy to access, but no amount of technology will replace the warmth of a smile or the comfort of a caring dialogue or the deliciousness of a shared meal. Who you are and how you relate can be the tipping points that elevate you head and shoulders above others in your fields or strengthen bonds with family, or draw on opportunities that make your heartbeat fast in the very best way. They could make it easy for you to feel happy and excel in your endeavors, or they can weigh you down and infect your mood and the mood of everyone else whose lives you touch because moods are catchy. When what's in your heart and what's in your mind merges with what you put out to the world, and when there's alignment in a positive way, then the magic of you can make magic happen all around you. Some people definitely make this magic more effortlessly. They know exactly what to say and how to say it every time they open their mouth. They're self-assured, at ease, and in command. They have presence, which most regard as an essential business skill for professionals and entrepreneurs who want to own the room when they pitch a sale or speak to a crowd. And it is. But I say that presence is important for everyone to master. Why? Because everyone has a presence. In other words, everyone gives information to their world and the world by way of visibles, such as looks and actions, and invisibles, such as vibe and energy. Developing presence is most assuredly a process, but its first step is understanding yourself. You need to take a long, hard look within and an honest look at what you put out, then find the gaps and close them. An authentic presence is ideal. That means desire plus intention matches perception and reception, or whatever you want to happen and intend to happen when you relate to others does happen. I've determined that the sweet spot for the strongest foundation of presence intelligence is finding what you want to be and do, are built to be and do, and are meant to be and do, and then to find others who make it easy to be and do it, whatever it is. So here's a skeleton of the process. Identify what makes you tick and what does not. Identify who makes you tick and who does not. Make peace with things about yourself that you can't or won't change. Strengthen and make good use of your natural assets. Correct or eliminate looks, sounds, and actions that do not serve you well. Refine communications to accurately reflect who you are. Become excellent or more excellent than you already are. Be nice to others and yourself always. Draw boundaries or end relationships with those who do not appreciate your essence. And then develop techniques to stay the course. My mantra for presence intelligence is look good, sound good, be good, do good. But first, you'll need to define what good means to you. And when you do, and when you pursue all that honors your beliefs, then you give yourself the greatest chance to boost your presence intelligence, which ultimately enables you to feel good, which in turn enables those around you to feel good. That's my summary of presence intelligence, and thankfully I received notice of allowance from the trademark office in July, and approval is in the works. So it looks like this is going to become a thing relatively soon. We're just waiting the final confirmation from the office. And I invite you all to learn a little bit more about it by looking at the website, which is presenceintelligence.com.
Thank you, Lisa. That's outstanding. And congratulations. Why do I have a feeling that presence intelligence will take its place alongside emotional, social, and conversational intelligence very soon? Any questions, follow-up, or thoughts to Lisa for discussion?
Hi, Lisa. This is Shelley.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi. So I'm just full of such great energy from listening to you. And this, what really spoke to me is that for me, as I look out there, we're living in a world where there's just like so many coaches and so many people, you know, wanting to make you better and stronger and faster and have more and to fit this box or this image. And for me, what spoke to me about what you said is this is really about who you are and learning to accept who you are and your strengths and your weaknesses, and then having that foundation that will ultimately help you in whatever you do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like so many, I could see so many places and people and positions to apply this to help people become more happy. And I want to know more. So I just put my email into your, on your box, Brett said, do you want to know more?
That's great. All right.
So thank you.
Great.
I will also send around the link again in a follow-up with the reminder that the recording is posted. Other thoughts or questions or comments to Lisa? Well, that's exciting, and thank you so much for sharing it here. It's great to be aware of what's unfolding, and I see tremendous success and application for that. So I hope this is only the beginning. So thanks so much, Lisa, for doing this.
Thanks, Dave.
Absolutely. Gloria Manchester has been a facilitator and trainer in personal development seminars for over 30 years. Gloria is a New Life Story wellness coach, a New Money Story mentor. We met first when she attended a retreat I did at 1440 Multiversity. She's the founder of the group coaching platform Creating a Thriving Life Story.com and an advocate for group coaching for women to embrace the idea that they can thrive and prosper no matter their current circumstance. The summit will kick off the movement. The summit is Leap to Prosperity Summit for Women. Gloria, take it away.
Thank you, as always. And thank you, Lisa, for that eloquent story you told of your life. And I'm going to start with a story. It had to do with being at a Money Story program with Dave and going through the Money Story coaching, that I've had an epiphany. I never realized, because I've made a lot of money in my life and I've lost as much as I've made, I just kept sabotaging myself. So I never realized where that came from, where the seed of that was from. And when I went through with Dave, Money Story with Dave, I found this picture. I saw this picture in my mind of my parents having their business auctioned off at some point in their lives when I was about 10, just watching the auctioneer taking away things that my parents had worked for years, and how painful that was, and didn't know how it affected me. So as I developed that knowingness, I decided that what I would do is, and as Lisa's done, I actually have my registered trademark, a prosperity IQ, PIQ assessment, self-assessment, that is all about our mindset, our prosperity mindset. And I define prosperity as embracing a healthy, influential, and a successful life. It's in relationships and health in all areas of life. So in creating this prosperity IQ, it has four areas of life, which is financial health, physical and emotional health, relationships, and spiritual health. So I started a year and a half ago to design a platform for women to have group coaching available for them. My mission became to provide these leading-edge, affordable group coaching workshops, courses, master classes, assessments, and quizzes specifically designed for women to take their lives to the next level. And so I believe women deserve to thrive and prosper. And sometimes in the middle of our circumstances, we don't realize what that's going to take. It just doesn't occur to us that what's the next step I need to take. So we're all about that. And so this is what this Leap to Prosperity for Women Summit is all about. It's going to be the launching of the movement for women to learn to thrive and prosper no matter their circumstances. So that we have workshops for women who just went through divorce and they want to thrive in spite of it, and workshops for women who are building businesses, workshops for and master classes for women who want to learn to lead. And so all of this has come into this summit. And I did a summit a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, which Dave was one of our guests, and he was interviewed by my daughter, as a matter of fact. And so I really wanted to produce this one, and I had a partner in that. I really wanted to produce this one on my own based on what I've learned and what I've worked with women all this time in meeting their needs, their hopes and their dreams, and their and I'm also a CIQ. I'm conversational intelligence coach. So out of my CIQ, and I'm also a personality science trainer through Color Code. So out of that, I have created this first quiz that will lead us into the summit. Everything, you know, that we're marketing will be marketed through a quiz first on Facebook and in our mailing list. I have a large mailing list. And that quiz is called conversational, communication influencer type quiz. And, so I've really taken things from my knowledge of personality science and put those into questions to bucket women into certain buckets of how they communicate, from confidence or compassion, thoughtfulness or engagement. And those four answers will help me to develop, you know, to be able to talk to women about what they need based on how they see themselves in communication. And it will take me into a CIQ workshop that I've done, and that will take us into a master class. And so we're just developing the mailing list to be able to talk to a lot of women, and the summit will be the big launch of all of that. So in the summit, we're looking for coaches that have written books and have an interesting that's an interesting story that fits into our change your life, change your story, change your life. That's my platform, and that will fit into that that product, and that will enhance it. And women that have again, women. We're not. I'm going to have men also in the summit, of course. But the summit is for women, and the platform is for women in all areas of life, and all their struggles, and all their successes. And so that's going to be my piece to bring to the world. And it's been in the works. I didn't know for 10, 15 years. And so this is what it's ending up to be. And in that summit, it will describe, you know, all the things that women can do with their lives, no matter what. And I'm going to be 75 on 02/20/2020. So that's my 75th birthday to reignite my life. And so it's exciting. Okay, competition here. Anyway, that's about all I have. If there's any questions, it's the quiz is for women who want a more powerful voice in the world, and I want women with powerful voices in the world. So that's my mission.
Super. Thank you, and congratulations on the creation of all of that, Gloria. And I really apologize for the background noise. I will be addressing that in the best way I can for next time, and I appreciate your tolerance, each of you. Questions or thoughts for Gloria? Really an outstanding offering and initiative.
Hi, Gloria. This is Shelley. Oh, sorry.
Hey, Shelley.
No, go ahead.
Hi.
Why did I know you'd be involved in the whole college scandal thing as a coach? Good for you.
You know me. I like to get as close to the fires as I can.
Exactly.
For some reason. So I love this, and I'm so excited to learn more. I'm looking. So when can we learn more?
Well, I didn't have anything to produce yet because we don't have our landing page for the summit, but we'll have it within 30 days, and then I'll ask Dave if he'll send it out to all the coaches, but I'll be interviewing in that 30 days. I'll be calling coaches that I want to talk with, from my LinkedIn and from my relationships with you. And so I really, really want to cover the four areas of life. And that is, now I'm interested in the relationship also that somebody shared, another coach shared, Lauren. I think that MeWe relationship, I think that we can really and not just educate women, because that's the core, the summit. The summit will have 3 to 5 days. I haven't decided yet. That will all everything will be free. There'll be headliners, and then of course there'll be a cost, and we'll be sharing the profits with whoever is joining us as affiliate. So that's the deal. I'll you'll
awesome.
Be on my top of my list, Shelley.
And thank you for continuing to be a role model. It's so awesome to always have that.
Yeah. And, you know, my first summit was about women in their second half of life. So now that I'm 75, I think I'm going into a beyond second half. And so I'm feeling, like, more ambitious than I ever have. So it's all good.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Shelley.
Super. Who else?
Hey, Gloria, this is Lisa. I know what a colossal endeavor it is to do that, to compile information and to make it sure that it's clear to other people. Congratulations, hats off to you, because, you know, I've done more of it in this last year than ever. And despite having a lengthy history in communication and design and web and all the back end of marketing, it's a huge job. So hats off to you. If there's any way I can contribute, just give me a buzz.
Absolutely. I've got all of your information that's spoken today. And, yes, I want power for women who want a more powerful voice in the world. That's who we are. We're going to bring that to them. And first we have to be our own powerful voice. So I appreciate it. Appreciate all of you. Thank you.
Super. And I will send all of the information, the links, and the email contact around in a follow-up note. Other questions, other comments to
One more thing, Dave. You said my website. It's not creating a thriving life story. It's create a thriving life story in the present. In the present.
Right.
Create a thriving life story.
Okay. Super.
Thanks.
Thank you for that clarification. Yes, I have that. I just said it wrong. Okay, good. Thanks. Other questions, other things to discuss with Gloria, or that you want to come back around and thought about with for Lisa? Anything else that anybody would like to talk about or add or ask to our group? Any mastermind challenges to the group that you'd like feedback about in a situation or a experience that you'd like some expert feedback from our group? You'll have to set it up very briefly because we only have a few minutes, but you're welcome to do that and use our group as a resource. Anyone?
Well, can I give a shout out to my daughter?
Absolutely, yes.
Who you know well.
One of the two best interviewers I've ever had in my life.
Wasn't that incredible? Well, she is, in fact, today it's her mock practice. She's been invited to do a TEDx talk. And, you know, she's a overachiever like her mother. And her talk is called Authentic Inaction. So
interesting.
Authentic, not inaction. Authentic inaction. And she's trademarked it, and she's going to be doing her talk at the end of the week on Friday in Massachusetts. And then I'll let you all know when it will be on the TED Talk scene. But it's very exciting for me to watch her.
That's outstanding. Congratulate her. That's really phenomenal.
I will, and she loves you. She thinks you're the best.
Well, the other interviewer that she is shoulders with was before he became famous, Daniel Goleman. So she and he are the two best interviewers I've ever experienced interviewing me, and that was a long time ago for
now. Wow.
But she's great, and
she's got
that
testimony
awesome
on her website.
Ah, okay. Well,
I didn't hear the name of your daughter.
Renee, R-E-N-E-E, Deneen, lots of E's, D-I-N-E-E-N, Renee Deneen. And her website is ReneeDeneen.com. But, yeah, so she – so it should be out in about a month, I'm thinking. I don't know how long it takes them to produce them, but.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. Super. What else? You know, let me just add one thing before we stop. Something that Shelley said reminded me if you would like to add, and this is something I think you can add very nicely and that you have a basic model that I have passed on earlier to you, if you want to add facilitation to your repertoire, I'll be happy to do a brief mentor coaching with you to facilitate that. And it's something that I think you have a great deal to offer as mentor coaches to do a facilitation. And that may include anything from an organization, a board of directors, any kind of governing board, to people in charge of a nonprofit, anything that can use a facilitation of getting together a group to cohesively create and plan and implement a strategy going forward. It's something that you can, I think, do very well. I'll be happy to share that model again with you to do mentor coaching if you decide. For example, I'm on the cusp of a facilitation with a business family that has all too close a resemblance to the series Succession. And it's an ideal kind of situation for a facilitation for people who need to come together and create a cohesive plan going forward, the passage of power and the passage of governance of a closely held family business. So just to keep that in mind of something that you may want to think about adding or expanding to your business. So we just have a minute. Any other final word or announcement or thing you want to add? Anyone? Well, thanks so much. Thanks for all of your input and all the feedback. Thanks for the kind words about the previous presenters, and I am very grateful for our presenters today, and I'll send some links and follow-up for that. So thanks very much. As always, if I can be of help in any way, I hope you'll let me know. I'll be very eager to do that and to follow things. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye, Dave. Bye, everybody.
Bye.